It's really amazing how the perceptions of endocrine therapy have changed over the years, isn't it?
I think there's been a huge change in that in the last 10, 15 years. Endocrine therapy started, as we know, 110 years ago with Beetson. And to a large extent, over that first 100 years, we thought that all endocrine therapies were the same. It didn't matter whether you give tamoxifen or Meges or meningotethamide, it was the side effect profiles. The third generation aromatase inhibitors came in, and now we know that not all endocrine agents are the same. And those studies were only published 10 years ago, 1996 was the first publication. Since then, two fulvestrants come out, and we know now that not all anti-estrogens are the same. That's the second new strand of development in hormone therapy. All the other SERMs that had been done before, tamoxifen, duloxifen, idoxifen, had been exactly the same. They'd never been better than tamoxifen. But suddenly, here we now get another anti-estrogen, which is effective after tamoxifen. And the third new strand, as we discussed earlier in our interview, is that with Faslodex, we do see that there's possibly a dose effect here. And we've always thought of that in terms of chemotherapy or even the signal transduction inhibitors. But we've never really thought about it in terms of endocrine therapy. All the studies previously have really not shown a dose effect. And so there's a number of new concepts coming through in endocrine therapy just in 10 years. So it's a field that's, I think, rapidly changing in terms of the pillars that we used to build our endocrine sequencing and endocrine therapy on. We're seeing a lot of new information coming through, and I think it's an exciting time.